Jay, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I feel like your last couple fights been a little too easy for you, brother.
The truth is, I like easy. I mean, who doesn't like easy? Easy knockouts, easily coming for that top spot in boxing, and best of all, offering the easiest daily fantasy app you can play. Better picks. Only three very simple steps to huge paydays. Step one, pick two or more players. Step two, pick more or less on their projections. Step three, win the biggest payouts in the industry. It's that easy, and I love easy. So I'm going to go download Better and play better picks. Download Better, play Better Picks all NBA season long. It's that simple, motherfuckers.
Download it today!
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah. So we thought it could be funny to have Yuta, my girlfriend here, like as a part of the interview because... she doesn't know anything about America.
I don't speak English.
She barely speaks English.
So that's super funny. So that's why I'm here.
So you can ask the questions like for the general, some questions for the general audience.
Okay. So you're a rapper, I heard. That's amazing. I don't know
anyone. Singer, R&B, I don't play much. Rapper.
Okay, good. Rapper, yeah.
A superstar rapper, as
Donald like a Trump rapper. Said,
little pimp, it's a superstar.
Little hey, pimp. When he called you little pimp, what the fuck were you like?
And speaking of sound, music, and other things, one of the big superstars of the world, Little Pimp. There he is.
No, man, it just fit in perfect, bro, because it was like I was doing an OnlyFans show with the girls. And then, like, out of nowhere, I did a video at my house sitting in the kitchen. And then I did a stupid-ass video and posted on my story, like, oh, let's go with Trump. But this was when everybody was hating him. So, like, once I did it and I woke up the next morning, it was all over the news. And that same day, Trump called me like, yo, I'm about to get you a jet. Come over here to
and
the
And he rally. Just had you pull up?
Yes, bro.
That's crazy. The Donald Trump sent the jet.
Yeah, but this guy's jet, where he comes in, is different.
Did you go on Air Force One?
No. Air Force One. But he just got me like on a G6. And then, bro, when he was pulling off the rally, this man pulled off in the, what's it called?
The bulletproof cars?
No. The jets we were talking about. That.
Air Force One.
Yeah. I see that guy's walking in there. I'm like, oh, he's a beast.
Yo, that's my goal one day is to make it onto Air Force One.
You're getting there.
You think bro. You're already there, bro.
Hey, Trump, bro. Trying to be on Air Force One. Just let me know.
Put us on there.
Yeah, we need to have a party on Air Force One.
Can I ask you a question? Very important question.
Well, that's probably why he came on the podcast, to be asked questions.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, bitch.
So if a car is going 70 miles per hour.
Yes.
70 miles per hour. How long would it take the car to get 1 mile?
70.
Yes. Fuck yes.
Bro, the answer didn't change.
That is the greatest clip of fucking all time, bro.
You're going 70 miles per hour. How long would it take you to drive 70 miles?
70?
Thank you. No, and I was dead serious, too. That's the crazy part. Like, I was being serious.
Do you still believe that?
Yeah.
That's great, man. So how's life? Are you sober?
Yes, sir.
Really? Actually sober?
Working out, yeah.
Dead sober.
No more drink. No more none of that bullshit.
No way. What stopped the train?
Bro, I was getting bloated, bro. I look pregnant. Like, fuck that shit, bro. I'm tired of that shit.
Yeah, it's weird being in, like, that culture where it's, like, so a part of rap.
Yeah.
And, like, having fun, partying, touring.
Exactly.
All that crazy shit. And it's, like, left. If you're not doing it, you're the weird one. So then you get, like, sucked into it.
Yeah, bro. It's just... Everything's around you. Everything's accessible. So,
and do you feel like better, like in a better place in life and all mm-hmm. that?
Mentally, yeah. Mentally,
good. That's good. Yeah, yeah. I have had a similar experience. Like just being in LA.
I was gonna
problem,
say that,
bro.
That shit was.
Bro, I was getting depressed in LA. Like I was like, bro, I can't be here no more. I was like, just sitting down playing video games. I'm like. It's just depressing, bro. I'm like, I'm going to go back to Miami.
I don't think there's a single person who's, like, gone out there that basically is like, yeah, I feel so much better now.
Nobody leaves with a good experience, bro. They're all fucking crashed out, tweaking.
Crashed out, yeah.
You but were fucking.
I just think there's a dark energy there. That
you did
like,
it smart.
Yeah, just had to dip out. Had to get away. I was trying to, and I was telling Jasper for like two
it
years.
It took me a little while. I was doing Miley 4 days a week. But we're here now. Hey, everything's man. Okay.
That shit happens.
How, you were young as fuck, though, bro. Like 15, 16 on the bro, No Jumper tour, bro. Like,
yeah.
How are you fucking navigating? Like,
shit's crazy. I like still can't believe it. I was like fucking 16 doing all this.
Who are the names above your eyebrow?
These?
Yeah.
This one. What does this one say? Ida or Fabio?
Yeah.
Ida's my mom's name, and this is my dad's name who passed.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I'm thinking about getting a face tat on the week of my fight.
Well, I don't think that's a great idea.
Don't tell me you're getting the Tyson one.
I'm not going to get the Tyson one. But Tyson, like, got his legendary tattoo. He just...
So you need yours, bro, because right now you like the face of boxing.
That's what I'm just like, fuck it. Like, why not just do it? Because Tyson did it. The story behind Tyson's face tat is it was like Wednesday of his fight week. And he just got it. And
fight then
the
week?
Yeah, and he showed up to the presser the next day with the face tat. And he didn't tell anybody. So I'm thinking about doing that in honor.
That's fire.
Well, you don't have to, babe.
What would you think, babe?
No.
Or
no, you're getting your like sophisticated.
You have any tattoos like right here?
Yeah, see, it's already there.
Yeah.
That's it's already, like already on your
face. I want to get.
That's what I'm saying.
No, babe, you don't need it.
But I could just always like put makeup over it.
What?
But this is why I don't even know if I should have brought it up because I'm just gonna make the decision for me.
God damn.
If
man.
I'm gonna do it, but
what
I just
if I
thought
don't like
of that.
It?
I just thought of that. What?
What if I don't like it?
Do you remember when I had the Tyson one, like the makeup one?
Yeah, it looked good for it. Like a day, but that was it was good. For that. Okay, I think I'm gonna switch with Brandon again.
Why,
I
can't you talk. Got scared?
No, I can't talk. Like this is not for me.
You did you did great, babe. You did great. I think you should start your own podcast. Hey, Brandon's normally
what's up,
the
host. Man, how you doing?
How do you feel about the Mike Tyson fight?
I know you got this.
That's what I'm saying.
I believe in you, man.
I don't get why people like it's very 50-50, but to the people that don't think I'm gonna win, it's like I'm younger, faster, sharper, and can hit at the same levels that he can and be able to take his punches. So I'm a little scared because it is Mike Tyson. And I feel like when I look across the ring, I'm just going to be like, have a wow moment that I'm actually about to fight Mike Tyson.
Bro, but just think about your transition, like how you did all this and now you're fighting Mike Tyson. Like,
yeah, it's crazy. It's just hard work, but mostly self-belief. Like I sit there and manifest so many things and say my goals all the time and actually do the work to put into it behind it. Are you big on manifestation?
Yes, sir.
What are some things that like...
You want to know something crazy?
Yeah.
So when I was like 12 years old, I like wrote down on one of those Wimpy Kid books. You know how it's like empty pages?
Yep.
I was like, I want to be a rapper. I want to have a Lambo. I want to have a mansion.
Do you still have that paper?
I still have that book.
That's,
like,
that's crazy.
And I look back at that book and I'm like, damn, bro, like this is serious.
Yeah, you accomplished your childhood dream.
Shout out to Diary of a Wimpy Kid, by the way. I remember reading that. That was the Goosebumps.
I wanted
the
loaded diaper, bro. I need to get the loaded diaper to truck.
Imagine, bro, we had like book fairs as kids. Yeah, that's where we probably got the book. And now it's like, what do they have? iPad fairs? Like, did your school have like a book fair?
Yeah.
Is that where you got the book from?
No. I bought it in like Barnes & Noble or some bullshit.
How long were you in school? Because, I mean, you got famous at like 15 years old, right?
Yeah, I probably dropped out like in 9th, 10th grade.
Same.
Wow.
I got kicked out of every school just for fighting.
That was before fame?
Yeah.
Wow, so you were a fighter.
Yeah.
So did getting kicked out like lead to...
Lead to that, yeah, because basically, long story short... I've never told this before to anybody, so whatever.
Yes, exclusive.
I came home one day. I'm blowing it down. I'm living with my mom, my stepdad. And then my stepdad comes over. He's like, you can't fucking smoke in this house. I'm like, what are you going to do about it, bitch? And then after that, he's like, let's fight. I'm like, oh, you want to fight? And I bought a gun at like 14, just waiting for this moment.
So he comes outside, he puts his set up, and I'm like, oh yeah? And then I pull the pistol up, but it's his forehead. Nah. He's like, no, I'm calling the police. And after that, I just moved out, moving my dad.
So did you like throw the gun and run, or because did he call the cops?
He called the cops, but thank God my brother was 2 minutes out, so he picked me up and he took me to my dad's, and then I had to grab all my clothes, just dip over there, and then that's when like my journey started with the music, because like,
so he was the smoke perp was the one who like, you once you guys linked together, was he producing and then, or was it both of you guys like just coming up with ideas?
Both. But he was definitely the one who like pushed me to make music.
Are you guys still close?
Yeah.
When did y'all meet? You were like 13, right? When you became friends?
13, 14.
Damn. And that's crazy. Y'all kept that friendship the whole way through all this crazy ups and downs.
There's like, there's a lot of people that you come up with and then they're all just on some bullshit, you know? Like,
what? So like, I would be saving all of y'all's songs back in the day. And then I know, like, there was, like, ups and downs and going back and forth. But, bro, like, I feel like it'd be sick if you guys did, like, a joint album together.
Yeah.
And made, like, a comeback. Because that would, like, bring so much nostalgia. And, like,
yeah,
I feel like a lot of people would fuck with it.
No, yeah, nah, I got hella shit be crazy. Up, man. I could play you guys some shit.
But you got, like, new shit, you're saying?
No, unreleased.
Yeah, that, oh, yeah, that. Well, are you... I mean, I just think it'd be cool if you guys like branded it as like another joint album coming back, like going hard again and bringing back some of that
SoundCloud era.
Oh yeah, the SoundCloud era,
turn era, because like now rap is at the shittiest that has been, bro.
Bro, it's the worst ever. Yeah,
like, it's at the shittiest. Like,
I get very uninspired.
It's dying. No,
it's not dying. It's just like it's these little young.
Nobody's selling these numbers.
Yeah.
Well, it's so you were just talking about unreleased music, right?
Yeah.
And I know how it is in the industry where you'll get crazy features and then sometimes you have to go through a label and shit doesn't get put out. What's the craziest feature, I don't know if you could say, that you ever had that couldn't get put out?
Say it.
Yeah.
Bieber.
Whoa.
No way. That Lil Pump X Bieber, that would have went crazy.
That's hard.
Whoa.
All on the same song?
Yeah.
Nah, that's hard.
How did that come about? Was it in person you and Bieber met? And
I was in LA. I like ran out of the little crib, and then I was shroomed out of my mind, bro. And then like Bieber calls me like on Instagram live, and then we just both got on Instagram live, started talking shit, and then he's like, "Yo, I got this song for you after the live," and he sent it to me, and I'm like, "Let me knock it down."
Damn, and it was good too.
Insane, bro.
What stopped it from being put out? Label shit.
I mean, yeah, just like label stuff.
Damn.
But shout out to Bieber.
Shout out to Bieber.
I need to hear that shit.
So you were also just talking about being on shrooms, and before you said you were sober, but that was a huge part of that whole era, that which is a nostalgic era for everyone, like that 2016.
I was shroomed out doing I Love It.
So what, you a lot of your music is in relation to drugs, right? A lot of your old music was kind of revolved around drugs. That was a big part of your lifestyle. How did that start? And I mean, you were 15 talking about doing mollies, and you have one of the biggest songs is Drug Addicts, right? So Whole Gang Full of Drug Addicts, that's the hook on the song. Was that being a kid, you were a kid, addicted to drugs? What I know that comes up and down. You're on tour,
I mean,
doing a lot of drugs.
I mean, everybody goes through stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes through ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
No, for sure. Yeah, I guess it's like, did you learn something from it or like?
Of course. Health is wealth, man. Yeah. You got to take care of your body.
Yeah, because I can only imagine that's hard to be in that world as like a 15-year-old.
Running around with millions of dollars. What was your stupidest purchase you made when you signed?
Oh, man, there's a lot. Where do we start?
Dumbest one possible.
The dumbest one possible. Let's see. Oh, fuck. My dumbest one possible. What's yours, Jake?
I would probably say buying like a giant merch truck. Like I got this like giant army truck and like converted it with West Coast Customs for like $150,000, and like we didn't even use it one time.
That bitch was sitting there resting for years.
We didn't use it a single time, but it was like the coolest thing. That was probably really dumb. or I bought like a razor and then off-roaded it, and
the doors was falling off.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if there's a story behind it, but I think he might have you beat because in the, I'm not sure what video it is, but you're
skated video
on the Rafe, right?
Yeah. So
breaking
like
the windshield.
There's a long story to that. So basically, so I did the video and I told him what I wanted to be. I said, I want bitches. I want fake snow. I want a wolf.
Teenage dream.
I want a Rafe. And then I just stepped on the Rafe, and then out of nowhere, I like cracked the windshield, and then people came like, yo, you just cracked the windshield, like that shit's gonna be 30 bands. I'm like, oh yeah, all right, bet. Let me just finish breaking this shit. Like what the fuck?
That's smart. No fucking way.
I grabbed the little golf thing and started smashing it. Bomb, I stomped it out, and then like probably like 2 days later, like, yeah, you broke the window, now you're gonna have to buy the car.
And you bought that motherfucker?
Yeah, bro.
You still have it?
Nah, man. I said, why the fuck do we have two Rafes for?
A similar thing happened while we were shooting a music video, and the production, we had a Rolls Royce like Cullen, and like I think it was like a specific edition, and the production team left the camera rig on the front, the straps like hanging in the air. So we started driving and they took the camera off. Just before that, we started driving and the strap got sucked into the front tire because they didn't think, and it ripped the suction cup metal rig off the front of the thing.
What do you mean?
Like the suction cups were on the front of the hood.
Yeah.
And there's like this metal big rig thing that was holding the camera. So the strap wrapped around the tire, ripped the suction cups off, the metal hits the whole front of the hood. And it was like $40,000 in damage.
Oh my
which was
God.
Fucked. And yeah, I've got some shit with that. It happens. But it was the production. It was the production's fault.
Yeah, blame it on them, man. Fucked.
No, literally, because it was dry. It was fine when the camera was on it. Then all of a sudden they take the camera off, leave the straps hanging, and then.
Stupid ass.
Got sucked into the roof.
Something similar between you two is kind of like your antics, right? Like a lot of your come up was rolled around antics. I feel like a lot of yours was as well. And with Jake, half of it is that he was playing a character, but the other half is that he really was this rambunctious little kid that just liked doing bullshit that he shouldn't be doing. How much of what you were doing on your come up, doing all these antics to get publicity, was really you, or how much of it was intentional marketing?
I was just having fun in my life, man. I was just like, let's do this. All right, we're going to do it. Boom.
Hey.
What up, homie?
Hey.
What up, homie?
Hey, we were just courtside.
Yeah, we actually play for the Lakers now.
And we actually did get our tickets on Game Time.
That's where Marcos got them?
Yes, indeed, bro. Game Time has the best deals. And we were able to actually see a picture of what the seats were while purchasing. So we love Game Time. They always do a price match guarantee. And if you, for some reason, get fired from your job while attending an event, they will refund your tickets.
Oh, I'm about to buy something and say I got fired.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you are fired. So it is real. We are firing.
Game Time.
We are firing Jasper. Yes, and he is going to work at Game Time now.
Oh, yeah.
They have Game Time has the lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, and the job loss protection, like I mentioned earlier. So it shows you your all-in prices, total, upfront, and it really is just the best place to buy
tickets.
No
hidden fees?
We always, no hidden fees, baby. No hidden fees. We always use Game Time to get courtside events, concerts. They have it all.
They got comedy shows.
Yes, indeed.
We going.
Good throwing that in there because we love comedy. And if you use the code Jake on the Game Time site, that's J-A-K-E, for those of you who can't spell, you will get $20 off of your first purchase. Go now.
J-A-K-E for $20 off your first purchase.
Terms apply.
Price is so good, it make me want to say, Zoo Wee Mama.
Zoo Wee Mama.
Zoo Wee Mama.
I'm going to Game Time today. Oh, price is so good, it make me want to say,
Zoofy Mama.
Yeah, that it was pretty similar, I guess. Like, it was like having fun and just like coming up with an idea. And then just being like, fuck it.
But like when it starts working against you though, like when you were having this fun and people didn't see it that way, like these old fucks seeing you do young shit and getting frustrated, like,
oh yeah,
how do you keep doing it? Like, you never end it.
Cause, bro, why the fuck we give a fuck about like old fucks like Joe Budden and people like that? Like,
yeah,
guys go fuck themselves, bro. Like, literally.
Well, it's a whole new culture, right? Like, I guess like someone like Joe Budden, and you obviously had your conversation with J. Cole, which went mega viral. It's like you guys are polar opposites on the spectrum of hip hop, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have a whole different take on how you approach hip hop. So, is there now kind of like a mutual respect between you and the Joe Buddens and J. Cole's?
Yeah, cause. Before I did the interview with J. Cole, we were at Rolling Loud, and then J. Cole told me that he wanted to talk to me backstage. I'm like, all right, bet. I just went back there, chopped it up for like 30 minutes, and he looked at me. He's like, bro, you're actually smart. You play dumb, but you're smart. I'm like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to go. Like, just play dumb and just...
I see a lot of comments, like people comment on that a lot with me. Is like fucking idiot, fucking dumbass, but because you're just like a boxer brute. But like, there's so much masterminding that goes in behind all of this shit that those people will never even comprehend or understand.
Exactly.
But it's kind of cool to like, it's almost better to know exactly what's going on and play dumb and get away with it versus like
everybody seeing your hand. Like, yeah, they just know.
Jake, after the podcast, I want you to punch me as hard as you can in the stomach.
Oh, shit. I don't.
Sure?
Yeah, I'll take it. Well, now, I don't know if I'll take it, but shit, just take me to the hospital.
Would you ever get in the ring and box?
Yeah.
But you can't bring the pistol like you did with your stepdad.
Wait, where?
Just straight gloves. You gotta,
of course.
Who's one artist that you would box? Like, your biggest op.
I don't really have no ops. What do you think, Jake?
Man.
It'll be a good fit for me.
I think, like, I've always wanted to see 6ix9ine get in there and get his ass beat.
What about, like Soulja Boy? Bro. He be trying to fight everybody and just his
ass. Yeah,
Soulja don't want that shit, man.
You think you got him?
You could fight Blueface.
Nah,
Blueface my dog. Blueface my man.
He a little experienced, too, Brian.
Blueface could fight.
Soulja Boy, though, bro, that dropped the Addy. Blueface pulled up on live, and he was not there. And it's the same shit that happened to you and him.
Yeah, he didn't want to fight back in the day.
Anybody can get it.
Damn. We might have to set some shit up, get pumped on MVP.
If I got this guy training me, bro, what's up?
Yeah, you would win for sure. Anybody that we would train is just automatic dub.
You think you could last a round with Mike Tyson?
Oh, no. That's why I was going to bring that up. This man got balls, bro. You got balls, like, step in a ring with Mike Tyson, boy. Oh, man.
It is definitely a lot to face this, and go man. Up against, but I think I'm just, like, wired differently to, like, I just feel like it's, like, destiny for me to be involved in the sport. Like, just whatever mindset that I have is just made for the sport. Bro, I got this shit.
That's a lot of minutes. Bro.
It's going to be a movie, though,
honestly. I'm about to put a honey bun on fucking Jake.
That's right. I ain't going to lie. Damn.
Is that 100 racks?
100 racks plus honey bun.
We need to start saying that. Do you bet on, like, a lot of sports?
Sometimes. So.
You're in there?
Yeah. I like going to the casino.
Yeah.
I like going to the casino.
I don't even want to hear those words no more.
Are you down bad over there?
No. I got my get back, but it's been a real fight. But I'm there.
So what's life looking like for you right now? Because obviously, like, we were just talking about the 2016 era when, like, you were always online. We were always seeing you. I feel like we haven't seen you as much in recent times. Are you still living that same type of lifestyle where you're still running around going crazy touring? Or have you kind of gotten more reserved in your...
Yes. Because I could have dropped Gucci Gang and never dropped nothing else, and I'm good for life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole bunch of platinum songs. Like, I could tour for the rest of my life overseas here. And just never make music again, but I do it because I have a passion for it. Mm-hmm. So
is a lot of touring going on still?
Yeah, I'm about to go to Australia, Brazil. I'm about to go to a whole bunch of places.
No, you're making new music or?
Yeah, Spanish music, bro. This shit's about to go crazy.
That's wild. Actually, the Latin shit is crazy right now, bro. It's like the biggest market.
I've never seen anything like it, bro. When I walked out with Arcángel, the crowd like...
Arcángel.
I'm fucking such a white boy when I...
I gotta teach you Spanish,
Arcángel.
Man.
Arcángel.
Do you speak Spanish?
Pues claro.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Is that your first language?
No, first, second.
But I've never seen a crowd react like that to someone. Like, they saw me and they were like, yeah. And then they saw him and they were like, oh my fucking. Like, they lose their shit. Damn. That market's crazy. Going nuts right now.
I'm about
now.
To turn into a Spanish.
Bro, the Spanish market is.
I'll jump on a insane. Song in Spanish with you.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it, man.
I'll start going crazy.
We're going to call it Quiero Coger Con Tu Nalgotas.
Hola, bonita.
El gallo.
El gallo.
El gallo. El gallo.
Everybody know that's crazy.
El gallo.
That's what I'm saying,
like
bro.
Wildfire.
You got to come with the pants, like the fucking gallo pants.
Yeah, the rooster pants.
Have you ever heard Jake's music?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's fire. He was working with CB.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
CB's
yeah.
here.
Yeah, we were working to with the same producers like for a little bit too. Mm-hmm. I definitely had a music era. I love making music too.
You did tweak. I ain't gonna lie, bro. The pandemic that was.
And you went platinum, bro. Like what the fuck, like a lot of these rappers, bro. They don't go platinum, and like they be spending 10 years making music, and they don't go platinum.
And then I'm a platinum producer too. So that's I'm actually very happy about that.
You got
that.
More plaques than me. I don't even got a plaque.
What song is the platinum producer?
Hey, congrats, brother.
Best on earth. I helped produce Best on Earth with Russ and Bia. Let's fucking go.
That
thank
shit
you, bro.
Crazy, bro. I don't got a plaque.
Double platinum.
Good shit.
I'm really out here. I could be an artist.
Man, yeah. Could do anything. He could rap, box, do anything.
Yeah, man. I love making music. Something about it is fun. I'm always going to do it. I'm probably going to make a song for this Mike Tyson fight.
See, I was about to ask about your recording process because we were talking about you making music. Oh, what's that like when you get in the studio? Are you writing? Are you sitting in there freestyling?
Freestyling, but now, like in the past week, I've just been putting on headphones. I got a little app on my phone and I just record and just mix it on there.
On your phone?
On my phone.
Is it BandLab?
I swear to God. I can't see the app. Look.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why do that? Technology's like that good
yeah, I
now?
Need that. I ain't gonna
so,
lie.
Like, low key, studio's about to die out, gang. If you could record on your phone with headphones, think about that.
Because does AI like fix it a little bit too, or no?
It was always a quality thing for me. That's just why I never did it. Like, BandLab.
Hey, you think we can make a song like right now?
Yeah, we might.
Yeah, bro, we could literally put on headphones. I got the app, and then we just record.
And you have beats?
Shit, I probably got some beats.
Oh, yes. Oh,
it would low key be CBs. Funny if we just like made like a song in like 10 minutes.
Let's do it.
That shit gotta be fire though.
Wait, but why on the iPhone? I know you obviously have access
because,
to all the biggest studios.
Like, I don't put it to you like this. Like, if I go to a studio, right? Like, I feel like I'm forced to be like, I'm like forced to work. Like, when you go in there,
I feel you. And when I've gone to studio, in my limited fucking time, everyone just like staring at you.
That's why I like to engineer myself.
Yeah, no, I love the best songs I've ever made was just at my own place.
Your own spot right at the
house?
When
no one's like pressuring you with like less people around.
And when you book time, bro, like it feels like you're on a time limit. I don't know. Like that's why I used to just do 12 hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
But you probably do that anyway because I know CB's got the at-home setup. So you probably,
yeah,
you
bro,
had your own at-home setup.
All night,
how
bro.
Often do you record now?
Damn near every day.
That's good.
I'll do it on my phone. I'll do it in the studio.
You ever fell out of love with music?
Yes, when I was in L.A.
That's exactly what happened to me.
For like 2 months, and then I'm like depressed. CB on the mix.
Hey, we might have to load up a beat on this fucking app and make a song.
Are you happier now, like thus far in your career, or back then, like during a...
I'm happy right now, bro, because I got more peace of mind. And I know everything's going on around me. Like back then, people were taking advantage of me. Like, you know?
Yeah, you have to go through the fire.
What do you mean by that? Because we just had Aiden on the show, and we were talking about how he was young and naive in the industry, and there was a lot of people taking advantage of him. What kind of shit was happening?
I mean, just the regular industry shit. People taking money from you. No type of bullshit, man. Like,
and now
I mean,
you feel like you got a team now that you could trust?
Of course.
You had to make
time
a Coogan account?
Hey, you probably actually did have to make a Coogan account.
The little accounts you got to deposit money into when you're like under 18.
No.
Where did your deal break? You can't just get your bread.
Because I had to make a Coogan account.
How old were you when you signed? Oh, wait. Nah, you did some crazy shit to get out
yeah,
the jail.
Yeah, that's I just thought about that.
He did some crazy shit to get out his deal.
All right, guys. All right, look. I'm gonna break it down to you. This is the first time I ever say this. All right, look. So, I was 17. I had a Boss, D Rose, Flex Like Ooh, and then Gucci Gang. Once Gucci Gang popped off, I already signed with them at first for like the 300 bands, whatever. Boom. And then after. Your papers are supposed to go through court. And if they don't go through court,
Notary.
Basically, I could renew my deal. And since I had Gucci Gang out, I was like, you know what? I'm hopping out. So, like, once I hopped out of the deal, they looked dumb as hell. They were like, what the fuck? Like, you can't do this. You're like, no, here. I'll offer you 10 M's. I'm like, oh, yeah? I bet. Boom. So, like, I, like, basically hopped out the deal because the fucking paper didn't go to court.
So then you got $10 million because of that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But then did they put those papers through court after that?
Yeah. Now, every rapper right now that's, like, 17 or anything, that paper's going straight through, like, within the same week.
And you're the reason.
Yeah. I'm the reason because of that. I fucked it up. I ain't gonna lie. I'm sorry.
So you might have, before you, it was the Frank Ocean finesse was the biggest finesse in the industry, but you might have the biggest finesse in the music industry.
Finesse for like 20.
That's crazy.
Well, what did he do?
He put out...
So basically, I think he had a certain amount of deliverables that he had to put out, and he had to put out like 10 songs, whatever the number was, and he put out an album with a bunch of like blank songs, basically. If I remember correctly, it was like just a production album.
He's smoking the Cybertruck vape. Yeah, man. Show the camera the Cybertruck vape.
Cybertruck.
I want a Cybertruck, bro.
Right.
I was just with Kimbal Musk at his book launch party in L.A., and I was, like, telling him, bro, because I've been waiting for my semi, too.
You're still getting that shit?
Yeah, bro. I pre-ordered the semi, like, 5 years ago.
What, the truck?
I still haven't got the semi. Tesla semi, because I wanted to get it all black.
The small one or the
big ass highway semi truck.
CDL truck driver shit.
And I have an allocation, and bro, now I could sell that shit for a lot of money, but I'm not going to sell it. I'm just going to get an all black Tesla semi.
Where you going to park that bitch?
I don't know.
Park it here.
I'll park it here, it better.
That's crazy.
And we just, imagine you just pull up to the club in a semi, but it's a Tesla semi.
That's hard.
But I got a Cybertruck too, but I don't know when that shit's coming.
Get that bitch and just pack it out with like fucking 50 hoes.
I guess sidebar, bro. I have your first boxing event. I just figured it all out.
Oh my god,
gotta beat up Derek, bro. Somebody gotta do it.
Oh my god, Derek versus
bro. Lope. I just beat Derek in a 1-on-1 right now.
I know, but like you gotta punch him up.
Yeah, but
you could
punch the fuck out of him.
Should I?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
When we go down there,
yeah,
please.
Yo, Jake, did you hear? Some of our competition is trying to match us, and they're launching 300x multipliers.
I had a feeling this would happen. I think it's about time we put our nuts on the table, baby, and launch 1,000 times multipliers. Not 400, not 500, 1,000x multipliers. Next to your money, baby. Download better and play better picks. Prize Picks. You could never better the number one fantasy sports app. Download it today.
This is nuts.
Let's go!
Let's go down there. You punch me once in the stomach hard as fuck.
All right, and then...
I ain't gonna lie, I think you should do that after.
Yeah.
You saying that like you about to just lock back in. Like,
not straight. I'll
the body shot only hurts for like 15, 20 seconds.
That's not
true,
brother.
Yeah, take air out of me.
But also, the body shots don't hurt that much like when you know it's coming.
Bro, we got into a little fight one time like 4 months ago, but we're in the back room of the house, and he's open-handed hitting me, bro. And he sprained my finger because I tried to dodge it. Sprained my shit.
Bare knuckle?
And knotted me up open hand, bro.
No, he was acting wild, so we got into a little scuffle.
And I ain't about to turn down the fade, so I kind of stood up and I was like, wait, this is about to smoke me, but I can't let him know he about to smoke me. So I swung, and bro just started smacking me up.
Oh, my God.
It's way too hard. The next time I'm doing the stepdad method, I'm backing that big shit out.
Yeah, he's gonna pull the little pump out.
Fuck. Where did the name Lil Pump come from?
So I was smoking in the back of the car with Perp, and then we was coming up with little names, Lil this, Lil that, Lil dog, Lil cat, whatever. And then Lil Pump came up, and I'm like, damn, it sounds like a good name.
That's the one.
Lil Pump.
Ooh.
Skitty.
Skitty.
Do you feel like don't give you your flowers enough? Because I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Of course.
Like, I was even searching up Lil Pump type beats, fucking 15 years old, trying to get it right.
I mean, people won't give my credits now, but.
They never will, bro. That's the
world. I feel like when the years keep on passing by, people are gonna be like, all right.
Because you had just as much of an effect as like a Chief Keef, bro. Like you were. Brother.
Exactly, bro. Like I was doing Taylor Swift numbers, bro. Like
yeah, doing Miranda Cosgrove numbers.
Nah, for real, bro. Like I was in there fucking dropping a billion views, 800 mil, 700 mil, like 500. Like not a lot of rappers could do that. They might come out with a song like now and just that shit would have like 50 to 100 mil.
He was just talking about Miranda Cosgrove. Did that link up ever happen?
Yeah. Miranda Cosgrove, where you at, baby? I want to take you to
the
Disney
link up
World.
Still ain't happen?
Nah, man. Because I was talking to Drake Bell and he told me that she's kind of scared of me. But listen, don't worry, baby.
He's a nice guy.
I'm gonna take care of you. We're gonna go to Disney World. We're gonna eat some fried chicken, whatever you want, baby.
I just think
that's what she wants.
I just think you guys are like kind of polar opposites because like she's like I swear a little, but probably. Well, what is your favorite word?
But opposites attract. And he probably like, gonna fuck. Like,
bro, I want to make him a wife, bro. Like fuck.
All right, if you had one day with her, where are you taking her? What you doing? What's your execution plan? Right here. Tell her what it is.
I'm going to take her to Chrome Hearts. We're going to spend like a 50 ball.
50 ball.
Then I'm going to take her on a jet. And then we're flying to Bali. And then after that, probably fly to Puerto Rico and then go to Colombia. And then we'll probably get married there. And after that, we'll go to La Isla.
All in one day.
Yeah.
Extravaganza.
That might
take a couple of the days.
See,
but,
you sleeping on my pump, Miranda. Like, you're not realizing what's
happening. We could have a picnic in my backyard. Like,
that might be more her pace. That might be more her pace.
Hold on. Let's take this back. We can have a picnic. Like on a regular day, you know?
Yeah. And you'll arrange to get all the food and everything.
I will arrange everything. I'll get all the food. I'll put the little blankets on the floor. I'll do everything.
Are you a romantic guy?
Yeah, I am.
We got to talk XXL freshman because you were 2018, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you think is the most iconic XXL year? That's what the public thinks.
Yeah, 2016, I'll say, to be honest.
Okay.
And then after that, mine.
How do you think your class did now? It's been some years now. How do you think your class panned out to be?
Shit. I don't know, man. I'm still the only one here.
You heard Soul Train by YB and Amir?
Hard.
That's crazy. That's best song of the year, to be honest. Y'all heard that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Soul Train. If I gave you all my love.
Should we play?
Yeah, play that, play that. All right, hold on.
It's like some new shit from him?
Yeah, it's a real movie, this. Bro. Like,
no, this shit's going to hit you in the heart, bro.
I can't tell if you guys are...
Nah, we're dead ass.
Dead ass.
Do I look like I'm kidding?
Yeah, you do.
With this straight face?
You sound like you're kidding. No. If I know anything about
bro,
you.
Bro, he wouldn't lie.
Yo, Jake, man, I'm trying to train with you, cuz.
Bro, let's fucking do it, bro. Your nickname could be like little... Like someone with a shotgun, like you're about to kill someone.
One
like a pump shotgun. Good. Fucking one pump.
That's good. One pump.
One pump.
I ain't gonna lie, he just gave you my credit for sure, but I'll take it. So why you got your ringer on? You old.
What?
Bro, has his ringer on.
Oh, the alarm?
The ringer shit.
Oh, I don't know. Bro, I fell asleep like at fucking 5 or 6 yesterday. And then I knew I had an interview today, so I'm like,
bro,
I'm gonna wake up early. I woke up like at 10, hit the gym, came back.
Got yourself right. Mm-hmm. You put the flash on.
Oh, bro, I'm acting federal and shit, bro. You got ads? You don't got YouTube Red?
Nah, I don't.
Bro, lock in.
Bro, no one has YouTube Red.
Bro.
No one has YouTube Red because I've literally bullied all of you into getting it.
That's not true. I've had.
If I gave you my love. Would it make me happy?
Nah.
Put it in the mic.
Oh, my love.
Would it make you happy?
Every time I'm with you, girl.
You guys can't see, but everybody's got their lighters up in the background going like this with their lighters.
That shit touched my heart.
What happened to 2018, bro?
I don't know. Ricky. I'm still here and I'm still alive.
That's so right. So why did he do that?
Bro.
It just felt like what he should have did, bro.
He thought he was in his bag that day. Like,
I'm really starting to think I was a way better rapper than people ever gave me credit for.
You had
for.
A crazy run, bro.
Yeah.
He won't give you the credit,
though. Park style freestyle.
Speaking of crazy runs, yeah. Who are your top three like newer artists right now?
Ken? Yeah, no.
Oh, Ken Carson.
Rio.
I was just... That's that Rio. Lyrics I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Free
Rio.
Who else? Some Spanish named Ryan Castro.
Okay. Is there any music that you listen to that people wouldn't think you listen to? Like, do you listen to country music sometimes or anything that people wouldn't expect?
Country music, like, all type of shit. Like, I have a weird genre on my Apple thing.
Yeah, I listen to all types of... Weird ass shit. I listen to a lot of rock.
I should have gone from rock.
Older
Dirk
rock.
To Morgan Wallen to Old Dominion.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Hey, look, there's some real shit right here.
Jake, hop in.
Go ahead and leave, baby.
Yeah.
One thing that I found out, can't have one woman, gotta have three.
Yeah.
Just to hold me down. One
woman just to lift me
up. Shit hard. You on the side. Really don't wanna leave, baby.
Go and leave.
You ever sent this to a girl?
One woman, gotta have three. I played in front of them.
One woman just to lift me up. So monogamy is out the window.
What?
Like having one woman in your life, like getting married and shit.
Of course.
How long you been in a relationship for?
Well, this one is a year.
Damn. Wow, a year.
That's crazy.
It's the one you see yourself getting married, having kids?
Are you public about it? Like, do you be posting or shit?
Not really, because sometimes, like, let's say if I post too much, people gonna be DMing her doing this, that. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't post my bitch if she went missing.
I like
not happening. Private life, happy life, bro. Fuck all the noise.
Yes,
I'm not posting my bitch for nothing in the world, bro. She go missing, I go find her. Nope.
For what?
Nope. Not happening. I don't know how you do it. Crazy.
I'm coming up on a year. I just like, bro, I just like have always naturally shared my life with the world. Like, that's what I do is tell my own story. So it's like, it's just like a part of who I am, honestly. And Yuta likes it too. Like, she's literally the same way. That's one thing that we clicked on right in the beginning was like, she just loves storytelling, actually. Like, she's actually a great content creator, which is like what surprised me about her. Like, she knows the shots, angles, TikToks,
bro,
trends,
time
all
is
that shit.
Flying,
but that's not her thing. Like, don't get it twisted.
Exactly.
She is a full heart athlete.
Like, that's what she is. Crazy.
Can't, like, skip up.
Gymnastics?
What?
Like full time athletes, like gymnastics.
She does that speed skating.
Oh,
shit. She's an Olympic speed skater. Put some respect on her name. She's
best
an Olympic
in the world
speed skater.
Yeah,
world titles.
She has world records and all types of shit like that.
That's lit.
But yeah, we're coming up on a year as
she
well.
She should teach Pump how to speed skate.
Bro, I don't even know how to snowboard.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you like athletic?
A little bit, yeah.
I think we should make a song and beat up Derek.
That's a good idea.
And then it should just cut to that right now.